Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here for another show on BBS Radio. And today is Wednesday, and it's March 11th. So we're going to be having some call-ins. If you want to call in and ask some questions, we'll be happy to answer your questions about the Creation Light, about healing, about workshops that I'm doing. Just anything that you want to ask about would be perfectly fine. So we hope to have your phone calls. You can call on a toll-free line. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So we'll just start off with an entity clearing here. Take away some of these little critters that are inside of you that are causing you to act a little different in your lifetime, maybe the last week. So here we go, taking these away. And they can be with us for your whole lifetime even. So it all depends when they come into you, how much they like your body, how they like the addictions or whatever you're doing, the lifestyle that you're having. This is why they stay with you. So if you do change your lifestyle, whatever that would be, then they might leave you because they want to find another host to haunt them with that same lifestyle that you used to have. So here we go. I'm going to start releasing these from you right now. Sit back and relax. You might feel them leave your body or going from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And here we go. They're being released now. And we have a new web page up on the website, creationlightship.com. And on the left side, a little ways down, you're going to see the word alien attack removal. And what this is a continuation, we'll say, to help people who are on the conference calls that we had. We had three long ones, basically, having some more also next month. 5th, 12th, and 19th, these are to get rid of extraterrestrial parasites and Earth-based entities. And this one here goes a little deeper, gets into extraterrestrial races as they're abducting you, taking that energy away from you. Also the parasites that are with you that they give you, which are life forms. So it's quite interesting. You may want to get on there and take a sneak peek at it. It's active now. And this is for people who have been attacked by aliens. So the light ship is here to help ward these things off of you. You can do one clearing if you wish. They're 15 minutes in length. The cost for one clearing is $1. For a week's worth of clearings, which would be unlimited for 1 week, is $10 and $30 for the whole month. So it kind of depends what you're looking for, what you want. And if you are under attack by the aliens, you probably want to get the monthly unlimited so that you're able to go on there daily. So it's a wonderful thing to get these things off of us. They shouldn't be here to begin with, and the light ship is now here to help you to get more spirit energy into your body by releasing these life forms out of you. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace? I'm still doing entity releases. I'll be doing this for the next couple minutes. Would you like to come on and...
Sure, I'll come on and say hello to everyone. Hi, everyone. And let's see, looks like we have some guests on the fast chat with us also. Tara, I see, and Butterfly, Marie, Dulce, Kyle and Adriana, Chris. So welcome. Thanks, guys, for tuning in with us. And in case you missed it at the very beginning, Ron announced that he'd be happy to take phone calls today. So if any of you feel like calling in, you can do that at 888-815-9756. And when you call, or just before you call, think of one or two questions that you might like to ask Ron about the Creation Light Ship or about healing. And you can also request from him a sample of a healing that he does. So if that interests you at all, please give us a call. And in the meantime, we'll just continue on and talk about some of the wonderful upcoming events, the new pages on the Lightship, Creation Lightship website, and anybody that types in a question on the fast chat, we'll answer that also. So thanks for tuning in, and back over to you, Ron.
Okay, we're going to be bringing more of your spirit into your body now. And we'll just put some music on so you're able to feel the presence of your spirit. And just kind of sit back, relax. You should feel maybe a little heavier now as we got rid of some of these earth-based entities that were living with you and expressing themselves through your body's actions. More of you coming in right now into your body. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is taking your awakening consciousness, who you are, your mental energies, what you think with, and dropping it now into your heart center. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty heart center. We'll energize the light beam. So if you're new to the program, or if you're just a regular listener, bring up the light beam. Go to Creation Light Shift Healing. You can click on it. You can go to the Monday date if you wish. That's the first one that would come up. It was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, throughout the week to Sunday. Just go to Monday at 4 o'clock, PST. Click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. Bring up the light beam. And now we're going to energize here. You should feel pretty heart-centered. The way you tell, if your thoughts are out of your chest cavity, out of your heart, then you're there. If your thoughts are still inside of your head, then you want to continue on dropping yourself down from 10 down to 1 until you actually have that result happen to you. So here we go. This is happening now. A light beam's being energized. And we'll turn it back over to Sylvia here. You can watch the light beam change. It'll be changing probably in the next 30 seconds. And the females are coming through here. And here they are. So Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, great. So we have some more people that have joined us on the fast chat. So welcome to, let's see, we have Annika now and Joni. So thank you. And, oh, this light beam feels so wonderful. Wow, really nice. We've got some great questions coming up on the fast chat, Ron, so just let me know when you'd like to take some, and I'll field them to you.
Yeah, sure. I'll get my catcher's mitt on. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. I see one that's from Joni asking, what do you think about hypnosis?
Well, I think hypnosis, you're just trying to figure out maybe what happened to you in the past. So you're going into the mind energy. So you're going deep into your mind, we'll just say your subconscious, to try to figure out what happened to you in the situation. Well, your spirit has the information anyway. So if you go to your heart center and ask your spirit, you're going to get the exact information of what you need to know at the time. And then from there you can, do the healing work possible for that. Sometimes I've worked with people who've had hypnosis. They brought up really awful things that scared them. And they did get the information. So, I don't know. I worked with a lot of people, who would come to me with ET abductions. So they had talked about how they were hypnotized and they found this out. They kind of thought about it and they got the information. Now it's kind of like holding onto this big bag of, doo-doo and you don't know what to do with it and you're traumatized. So that's, one way to look at the situation. Just go to your spirit. Your spirit can gently walk you through something, maybe show you what happened, if that's needed. But the main thing is you're probably having hypnosis because you're looking for a healing. And if that's the case, then, find out what lightship healing can help you, because it takes away the information instantly away from you without you having to muddle through it and then be traumatized by what the result is. That's what I would say. I can design special healings for you. Just to get rid of the information, if that's what you're looking for. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have another question about, I believe it was about getting your children vaccinated and what to do to help them if they have been vaccinated and maybe they're having trouble from that.
Boy, I don't know. I would probably recommend having maybe some of the water from the light ship. Has nutrients in it, you might be able to specify a particular water to help yourself out with that. So that's probably about all the further I could probably go with that answer for the question here.
Okay, great. Let's see. Chris is asking if we could have an emotional clearing sample and if you could also talk about the emotional clearing.
Okay, the emotional clearing is instantaneous healing. This is what Jesus did, amongst a lot of other things. But it's the way that you take away the traumas in your lifetime. Typically, what you do is go, what we do is go year by year, but I also do day by day with people. And when this happens, you have these traumas released out of your cellular memory so that you're not going to have them recycle in your life. So, like everybody has to think of a situation that they dealt with. The situation is not needed to have the healing. So, some people ask me and say, Ron, do I need to think of this problem where my husband cheated on me or I got in this car accident or I lost all this money? No, it's not needed. You don't have to bring up everything in your life to have a healing effective. This is not like going to a therapist. The healings are done. It's a complete instantaneous release. The life beings don't care what you, what happened to you, basically. They just clear away the energy. They're not in judgment of your lifestyle, the way you think, what you did, to sent, you know, these problems that got imprinted into your body. They just release them. So, but if you want to think of a situation right now, you're going to notice that it will have a charge on it because you do have a situation. Remember, all situations have charges. And so think of it. It may be just very light. You might look at something and say, well, yeah, I can feel it a little bit. And it can go to the far extreme. When you think about it, maybe you want to actually run the opposite direction, throw up, maybe you get a stomach ache from it, whatever. But just think of something that happened in the last 5 days. And here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, I'll just put some music on so you can kind of sample yourself to see how this healing has worked for you. They always work, and it depends how you sample the energies. Some people are more sensitive than other people for energies, and this is just the emotional clearing. So if you live in your emotions, you would probably feel the energies, which means that you can be put back into balance again. More than one, whatever happened the last 5 days should be pretty much zeroed out to a balanced state.
Great questions here. Let's see, I see one from Martha asking if you could explain what the lack energy is that you sometimes bring in from the creation light chip.
Okay, we go into a centrifuge room on the light chip. So for the new people listening, you are transported out of time to the light chip, either physically, just like you're here, wearing the same clothes, you're walking around. And there's a room that we call the centrifuge room. This is designed to release from you basically judgments, habit patterns, maybe physical problems, pains possibly. And to do this, we need an energy that's going to, we'll say, be conscious to understand, to resonate to you of the same kind, an energy that is going to take and release these things from you. So the light chip created an energy which we call lack. And the lack energy resonates to everything that is not of divine, non-judgmental energy. So it comes to you, it pulls this energy away from you, and you start feeling better because all of a sudden it's like this cosmic vacuum cleaner taking away a lot of your stuff. And like I said on other shows, and I'll say it now, your healing that you have on the light ship is determined by how much judgment you're carrying. And another way of saying this here is, you know, how many onion peels you have to peel away before you get a healing to occur. So basically, it depends on the judgments of the ancestors that you have. And if we had a nice, clean a human race here, then we wouldn't really have that many judgments to deal with. You could probably just have a real simple, easy clearing, and it'd be taken away, and, you know, you'd feel wonderful. But because our ancestors, unfortunately, did not clean themselves out before they had children, they passed on to them everything that they had in their lifetime of their judgment. Just think how many times you judge something each day. Well, that's passed on to your child. So, unfortunately, we have all of these past lives, thousands of them, and thousands of them from our ancestors, and they're all in you and your DNA. This is what you're living. So you're living the life of every ancestor that you have in your genetic line from when your body was brought here on the earth plane, and also the genetics of whoever created you, whatever ET race there is. So that gets into a whole other bag of worms. But that's basically what it is that you're living all these lifetimes. And what your body wants to do now, in this particular lifetime right now, and this is really all we can talk about because, you know, really, who cares what happened to your body, you know, 100 years ago as far as genetics. It's meaningless to you. Who you were, you know, in a spirit form, you know, going into a body, your physical past life, who you were, is also meaningless. What all you're dealing with right now is who you are now and the stuff on your plate in front of you. And the stuff on your plate, which your body brought forward in this lifetime to heal. Remember, if it doesn't heal, it's going to kill you. This is why your body brings it forward. It knows about death, that it wants to live forever. So it's trying to help you out, help it out, to have this healing. And so the you that's you, your spirit, is trying to help your body do the healing. This is why you have a spirit, and it's here to be able to help your body heal with divine light energy, creation energy. And it's also here because it chose to come here a long time ago to experience one lifetime on the earth plane. You probably all received a beautiful travel brochure of how nice the earth was, probably handed out by some reptilian or something. As a shapeshifter in a body of a beautiful person. And anyway, from there you got on the cosmic bus and came here, and you found that it wasn't too pleasant. The people asked me, somehow people are so used to reincarnation that they don't know what it's like elsewhere. And they think that, you know, everybody on this planet, their whole family that they live with, maybe they know about people from past lives, that they're going to see those people over again when they leave here. Well, more than likely, you will never see anybody that you know in this lifetime. This includes your animals, your parents, you know, your children, because the universe is so great, so expansive. Just think, the Earth is like a grain of sand on the beach on the ocean. We have lots of ocean, you know, footage. Miles and miles of ocean, and this is just one stopping place. So the odds of you finding somebody, like finding a twin flame energy on the same planet, the same location, is very, very unusual. So when you leave here, you're going to go out and have this large cosmic brochure of where you can go to, and you're at free choice. Well, when you came here, you somehow lost that, and the dark side kept you held captive here. This is why we're doing special healings with our new webpage that's up. And the new webpage is very nice. It has a lot of information on it, and it might be kind of startling to some of you who don't understand what we're talking about. But this webpage deals with alien parasitic life forms. It deals with shapeshifters, which are the dark side that inhabits your body. These are other beings that share your body with you without a spirit. And it's mainly about alien attacks, alien abductions. And this is why you have not did the ascension, because of these problems here. So the webpage is up. The light ship is here to help people. They're probably here more than they ever have been. In fact, I can say that for a fact, because this place is so screwed up. There's so much negativity here that the light is losing part of itself, which is part of you, in the process. So it's here now to get rid of these extraterrestrial beings. And, you know, not all the extraterrestrials, not all the aliens are bad, but, you know, you don't know which ones are good and which ones are bad, you know, because you don't know their lifestyle. It's kind of like, you know, in a sense, like a politician, you know, they tell you a lot of stuff when they get elected. do they ever come through? Well, you know, I won't go into that too far, but you know what I'm talking about. So they tell you what you need to know or what they want you to understand, but what their action is not the same thing. So people somehow through channeling, through books, through other information, they hear about the energies of a particular alien race, and the picture of that's painted very nicely. Remember, you use the mind energy to write these books, and the mind energy is being transmitted by the aliens to the person. And so they're saying that we're this wonderful race of beings here, and we're here from love and light, and we're here from, you know, divine energy, and we're here to help you. Well, hello, where are you? Are you on the pavement yet here? Are you actually down here to take away these life forms that are in your body, killing you? No. You know, are they here to take away religion? Because remember, you're probably praying to them as an energetic transmission when you do your prayers to these life forms that maybe are saying how great they are. And so, you know, they're really not helping you whatsoever. This is my take on it. But, you know, go to the website here and take a look at the page. It's quite interesting. And it will help you out for this type of abuse and invasion that the ETs, the aliens, have done to everybody here on this planet. So if you're listening and this is going over your head, what I will say is that everybody on this planet has been abducted at least a dozen times. Typically, maybe every 6 months you're probably abducted. I do clearance to get rid of the barcodes on that. So you have a barcode on your spirit to keep it here in forced reincarnation. And you have a barcode that's given to your body. So if this is kind of resonating with you, that's great. If it's not, then I'll just ask you a question then. How do you have forced reincarnation? How do you have a natal chart? You know, aren't they keeping track of your body with your natal chart when you're born? Well, if that's not mind control and something outside of your own consciousness controlling you, then what is it? So this place to me is like a prison planet, and this is unfortunate. There's very little light here, and this is why the light shift comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness out of the creation of light. And so the whole process is to get rid of these things off of you, out of you, so you can do the ascension. So you go to the website and check it out and just see what you can glean from it and do some of the clearings, because the clearings will help you. One clearing, if you're just a tire kicker, will help, but you may have to have quite a few of them. Quite a few. I would say most people might need to have probably about 50 clearings at least to have these things out of you. So this is why we have unlimited clearing for a month. And you may want to do it more and more. People who are under attack are going to want to get on it probably when they go to sleep at night. And I'm only talking to probably a handful of people out there right now who maybe have this condition. But if you hear somebody who happens to whisper in your ear that they're under attack by aliens, then tune them onto the website here. This is going to help them out immensely. If it's over your head, it's happened to you anyway. So just stay tuned and stay conscious and know that this is happening to you, regardless if you believe it or not. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. So I think in the very beginning when we just tuned in, I think Tara was on the line mentioning that she had trouble with her PIN code today and getting into the conference call. So Tara, if you're listening, sometimes, you know, every once in a while someone will have a little glitch like that with the conference call company. So just give Ron a call or an email and that will get sorted out, I'm sure. So that's no problem. And let's see, we have quite a few more questions. And I noticed Chris is on the fast chat talking about his experiences with the that he's been having with the light beings and the healings. Chris, if you'd like to call in and talk about that live, that would be great. The phone number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756, and if you're available, we would love to talk to you. And let's see, Marie is asking, is it possible for our body temperature to increase since the parasite removal healing that we recently did?
Yeah, I would imagine so. That could be possible because you're getting more life force energy. So I would say, you know, that could be true because your spirit, normally the physical body will sense a change, and the change that you're sensing will be more life force energy. And so when you have more life force energy or a place is blocked in your body, you probably will feel more heat as the body's going through the healing process with more energy going into it. So that probably, I would believe, answered your question. So, yeah, if you do feel warmer, that's probably what it is that your body is actually going through a physical healing process. And that could even take a while. It depends how long the body's been without energy there. Another way of looking at it is how damaged the body is in that location. It needs more life force to actually repair itself. And so, you know, it's not uncommon to maybe feel heat in a certain location for quite a while until the body actually stabilizes, because your body is going through a healing process with your spirit working with it. So back to you, Sylvia.
I believe we had a question earlier from Chris, which was, is there something, you know, that we can do to kind of get out of the habit of using the mind energy to manifest with, and, you know, something that will allow us, you know, to use our heart energy instead?
Yeah, the only thing is just to keep working, dropping yourself down into your heart, and then using the heart energy to do the manifestations with. And that way you're using spirit-to-spirit manifestation versus mind-to-mind. And so that's just a normal growing process for you. And eventually you probably catch on to it. Remember, the dark side came and gave us a mind. And so it's mimicked after the way the spirit would work with doing healing, doing manifestation. So it's the same process. There's nothing different because the dark side took the, say, the spiritual blueprint, we'll say, of how the spirit manifests and just made it into the mind. So that's how it works. So you have all the information. It's the same process, but you just have to be in your heart center. So it's nothing that's going to be really unusual to you. It's just using the heart. I think we heard a beep out there, so somebody else on the phone line.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris, thanks for calling in.
Sure, anytime. Ron, were you just explaining what we can do to sort of, instead of using our minds for everything, like kind of what we're used to here, we use our hearts, like for every process?
Yeah, that's true. If you can, remember, you're dealing with people still in the mind too, so it may be a little more difficult, but you will have probably more choices when you're in the heart versus when you're in the mind. Because the mind, remember, is giving you a pattern, a program to run your life by. Remember, you are programmed, okay? Just like your computer that you're listening to this program on right now. You are completely programmed, and you are running the mind programs of these soulless beings, these aliens. And once you get out of that mind program, now you have more choice. And so you can actually find other ways to deal with something, instead of running the patterns that are ingrained in you from your ancestors, running mind energy, and also running it yourself because you are in the mind, so you can get out of it and run a whole different set of,
program being.
Right word to use, but I think you understand.
Yeah, I totally do.
So you,
cool,
you want to be
you.
In the moment, and the moment gives you all the choices. When you're out of the moment in time, then you only have one choice or a few choices, which is what the dark sets you up for. Remember, you have a natal chart, and you are following that particular way to do this. It's like driving your car, getting the roadmap out, and maybe if you have GPS, you put it on for the maybe the quickest, fastest way to go to a location. Well, this is the way maybe the dark side has you programmed. Maybe you want to go off and have some fun and drive an extra 20 miles to see something else. Well, the dark side has not given that availability to you because they want you to work a certain way because you have all of your spiritual contracts and agreements going in that direction. So I hope that helps you out, because all your spiritual contracts and agreements, and the word that the New Agers use is divine order, which really is not even the proper statement, but it's not from the divine, it's from mind control. But they use divine order, because remember, the divine doesn't judge anything. This is creation energy, okay? So I'll get out of the word divine, because that could be the divine of the darkness. So creation energy does not judge anything, and it allows you free will, free choice, moment by moment. And all the other energies out there give you a predetermined path to live, to run your life, so that you're set up for your spiritual contracts and agreements of forced reincarnation on this planet.
That concept of the divine being free will, I think is because of what's going on here on this planet with everyone being so mind control. It's like it's hard to grasp on the first go, you know? Like that the light is non-judgmental, free will, you're supposed to enjoy yourself. It's not really supposed to be a push and pull, good and evil sort of thing.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If I can jump in here, Chris, you were typing in quite a lot of wonderful stuff on the fast chat, and I thought, boy, it'd be great if all the listeners could hear that, because so many of them may not be able to be on the fast chat or seeing what your comments are. And you were talking about some of the ways that your body was integrating more light energy now that you've been through these different clearings and the parasitic energetic, alien-type removal energies and all that kind of stuff. So maybe you could just talk about that a little bit on the air.
Oh, sure. I will definitely say that before the 17-hour call and all the other alien parasite removal calls, I have been doing work with Ron, and it has been opening my eyes and changing my life, changing everything, making me more aware about, you know, the situation here and, like, how my spirit is supposed to integrate in my body and all kinds of things like that. And I thought that was wonderful. Now, after we've been on the call, especially the 17-hour call, all of those results have exponentially grown. The aware, and I look back and I realize how heavy my body was before those calls, and it wasn't even heavy with me in it, you know? It was filled up with all this crap scurrying around and what have you, doing only they know, you know, in there. But ever since I've been on these calls, man, like, my spirit has gotten so much into my body, and I can feel the integration. I can feel whenever something is taking place. I can feel the light in my cells. Like, I can feel it. I can feel it and understand it. And there is no way I would have this sort of awareness without doing this work with the light ship. And it's wonderful, you know. And it's like, wonderful isn't even the word. It's like 1%, you know. Like, I can't explain it. And there's only more to come as we come closer to the ascension process. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I'm sure that that's true. And, you know, you brought up a really good point about kind of like the before and after experience with those healings. And I'd like to ask you about the conference calls, because I know that you are a regular, regularly tuning in to the one-hour healing conference calls that Ron does on different days of the week, like the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday conference calls. So have you noticed that when you're on the light ship in one of those conference calls, that the healing is more intense or going deeper or working better for you now that you've had that other energy cleared out of your body?
Most definitely. I mean, the call that we did right after the 17-hour was so intense. I usually, like, walk around and stuff when we're on the lightship doing the various work. I had to sit down and keep myself quiet and just allow everything to happen because it felt like I felt so much. You know, my body was buzzing. Like, I didn't want to move. I was so relaxed. I just wanted to enjoy that new experience because I had never felt anything like that. I mean, you know how when I first started getting on the once-a-month 4-hour calls, that was something that was astounding to me, and that was kind of like the big thing for me because that was when I really didn't want to move and just feel that because that was a new experience. But I'm telling you, these calls, now that I've participated in the alien parasite removal, it's just as intense, and it's only an hour. And the same, it's not that the same work has been done, but it's like it's still the hour's time. But because I have so much of what's necessary in my body to bring the healings down here on Earth, like I can feel it all, and it's just there's so much taking place. It's like it's really cool.
Great. Yeah, definitely. And I think Ron has explained quite a number of times just about how bodies that are infected or infiltrated with these energies aren't able to go really to the light ship. They have to go into kind of a quarantine area. And that now that they are cleaned out, they're probably more of you is able to get to the light ship. I don't know if I've said that really clearly. Maybe Ron, you could jump in and explain how that works and how that relates to these clearings.
Well, what happens is on the clearings, if there is any negative energies in you, this is what the clearings are for, is to get rid of them. These are also life forms that inhabit your body. What happens is the light ship gives them a chance to come into the light before they are terminated. So you may wonder, why are they being terminated? Doesn't the light have love energy? Are they in non-judgment of these beings? Well, they are, except these beings are killing the light. And so what they do is actually love them out of their life because these energies that are in you should not be in the universe of light. And if they come in and cause you harm, which is physical pain, the dying process of your body, this is what they're doing to you. And then we have our physical actions here, the mind control that the beings transmit. This includes the Galactic Federation, the beings out there that are supposed to be here to protect us, to keep these energies away from us. These beings are here bringing us darkness. And this is why when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to these extraterrestrial life forms out there, different races, and there's probably thousands of them. We only know a handful of them here. And this is why the light ship gives them a chance to come into the light, because they are darkness energy beings. And if they choose not to come into the light, then they're terminated. They should not be here. So they're actually invading you, and they're invading the light. And if they kept invading the light, there would be no more light. All that we'd have is darkness. And I think everybody here listening knows what it is to be in darkness because every day of your life, this is where you exist. Things happen to you on a negative basis because of the mind control, the mind energy here that the darkness, these Galactic Federation beings, the ETs, brought down here to give to you the energy, the formula, the programs to use in darkness. So everybody is living in darkness. So this energy has a chance to go to the light. If it doesn't, it's terminated instantly. And that's just the way it is. Unfortunately, we have darkness here. And if the beams were of light from the Galactic Federation, from these other extraterrestrial life forms, these aliens, that they should not, number one, be on this planet at all. But they came here because they want to take our life force energy out of our bodies. So we're on a prison planet here. This is what's actually happening. And unfortunately, this is just the way it is. But ascension time comes. This is why The light chip comes every 2,000 years to get rid of and cleanse the darkness out of their creation. And this is it. You know, the darkness brought us high technology the last 100 years here. And, you know, why wasn't it brought here, you know, 1,000 years ago, you know, 1,500 years ago? You know, the only reason is because we're at ascension time, so that we could not fully understand ascension, and we got sidetracked. Remember, everybody wants something external. They want to buy something to satisfy the need inside of themselves that they're missing. So it's a wonderful way to distract yourself from your spirituality is to offer you trinkets and toys and things to buy to satisfy what you're missing inside of yourself, to fill up those judgment holes which only satisfy you for a short time, and then you're back over again. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So any other questions for Ron, Chris, for tonight?
Well, I would like an explanation of what exactly discernment is, and also what it means to be heart-centered.
Well, discernment mainly to me is just to allow something that you see happening around you, since you're going to be sensing something, and also yourself, just to allow it to be what it is, not to judge it. You know, not to get involved with the situation, just to allow what's unfolding with that person, because remember, you probably were in that same situation yourself, otherwise you wouldn't see it. So the discernment, as you see something happening to somebody else, your body is resonating with that. Remember, like attracts like. It may not be the same situation, but it is probably the same issue. And so then that allows you to look at the other person, not to judge them, and then see how that relates to you, because your body is telling you that, hey, I got the same problem. It may only be 1% of what you're seeing in somebody else, but it still has it in there. Otherwise, you wouldn't see it. And so this is discernment. As far as being heart-centered, you have to just keep going into your heart, and the more you're in your heart, the more you're going to be able to be in the observation mode of life, just watching things happen in front of you and not tying into the negative effects of it. Otherwise, you go onto the emotional roller coaster ride, and then you're in judgment. And that judgment is going to take you as far as your body genetics has stored inside of it, the negativity. So how far do you want to go? You know, this is kind of your choice. You know, it's like what kind of comes to mind is, and again, now I'll probably be judging here, but we'll just talk about this here. I've got to be in discernment, but just think of a boxer. Now, why would a boxer want to get beat up and hit in the head to destroy their brain, to give them a shorter life, and to basically maybe, you know, be dysfunctional as they get older? You know, what is inside of them that's causing them to do that? You know, right away, I would probably first say, well, this person is full of entities who likes to fight. That's how I would approach this here myself. But aside from that, what else could be in there? Why would a person cause themselves harm? So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. You can use that as your example, Chris, as being heart-centered. So is that person really being heart-centered doing this here? As you look at it for yourself, you may not want to do that to cause your body physical harm, as you know, maybe being a boxer, getting hit in the head all the time, getting knocked out. So it's the discernment there is, how do you choose to deal with that? And how does it relate to you? Back to you.
Well, it seems like that whole issue has to do with being able, like you said, Ron, to observe and to then connect with your own divinity. And basically, you know, the higher intelligence that exists within your spirit can guide you to the right actions to take, instead of just going and reacting to everything that happens around you or to following the mind programs that we've been, you know, implanted with or caused to follow because of the way things are here. So anything we can do to get out of that energy and connect with our own divinity, which is what this program is all about, this radio program, is one step closer to, you know, being out of that. So, boy, our time is just, you know, of course, going by very quickly. Is there another healing sample that you might like to do, Ron, or Chris, if you're still on the line, is there something you'd like to request a sample of?
If we could do the sensory body and the empathic.
Okay, here we go. So this is a sensory body sample clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a clearing for people who are empathic, who pick up energies, we'll say. Maybe they react to them very easily. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I guess it's time to for everyone to get their calendars out and to make some notes here about the upcoming dates that are happening that you might like to know about. So, Ron, let's see. Right now we're in March 11th. So is there going to be a 4-hour Ascension Preparation Conference call on the 21st, Saturday the 21st this month?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. So mark your calendars. That's Saturday the 21st from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific. 4 hours of healing on the lightship and ascension preparation and divine water activation. Wonderful, wonderful experience. So that's something you definitely don't want to miss. Let's see. I'm going to just jump to April, although I know there's things happening in March. But while we're marking the calendars, Sunday, April 5th is going to be an 8-hour healing, another one of these alien parasite removals that we've been talking about earlier on this show today. Same thing on Sunday, April 12th, another 8-hour. And, of course, if you're not able to attend the whole thing, you can come on as an absentee, so just make arrangements with Ron. And then the Sunday after that, the 19th, is an 8-hour healing also, and that's an entity removal of the earth-based entities.
You get the ghost out of everybody.
Yep. Ghost-busting day.
Yep.
Woo!
Busting day. The 19th.
And then, I missed a day right before that. Saturday the 18th would be the next 4-hour ascension call. So next month we've got the 5th, the 12th, the 18th, and the 19th. And, of course, there's the regular conference calls on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then there's the whole New York extravaganza. Now, these calendars and schedules and so on, you can get information by going to creationlightship.com and going to the flyers section, and they're all listed there as well. But, Ron, can you just briefly list the information about the New York Expo, the Light Infusion Chamber, and the special ARE workshops that you'll be doing?
When I'm back in New York, which will be coming up very shortly here, going to the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan, I'll be doing having 6 ARE workshops, and that's going to be wonderful. I love the people in New York. They're very open to healing. Not that everybody around us listening may not be, but anyway, it's quite interesting to be back there. So the first workshop that I'm doing is before the expo, and that's on March 20th. So that'll be a Friday night, 6:30 to 9:30. The following weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is for the New Life Expo. And we have the Light Infusion Chamber there, which you can go into. I have workshops and lectures there, and also on a Strange Universe panel. And that'll be an interesting panel on Saturday morning. But so you can just go to the website and check it out here. We have it listed, the different events. And just go to the Creation Lightship website, and on the left side, Just go underneath where it says introduction, it says home, and it says upcoming expos and events. Click on that, and that's a list of schedules that I'm doing for March and April. Very top of the page, just click on it, and it'll expand out. You can print it out if you wish. So if you're back in New York, it'll be a wonderful time to meet you. I can do private sessions, too, and it's a lot of fun back there. So hope to see everybody if you're on the East Coast, and we have special rates for people who are going to the expo also for different healings, the light infusion chamber, and everything else. So we'll just say blessings to all of you. And hope that you're all feeling better about these healings tonight. And do check out the website with the alien attack removals. So you can read that, and it'll help you out immensely. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Our next show will be this coming Friday. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.